Trying to think what we can discuss now. Yes. It's difficult to recall sometimes,
yes.
Isn't it? Yeah. And especially with me not knowing the island so well, you know, I'm struggling sometimes for things to, to talk about.
Mm.
But
yes, and I've forgotten such a lot. And
well, you do, don't you? When
you mention something and then something comes back.
That's right, yes.
I remember that.
Yeah. This is the camps again.
Yes, I suppose the summer camps were a great thing.
Mm.
Immediately after the war.
I don't know if you've seen that photo or not.
This is
Ramsey. Is it Ramsey?
Yes, it is. It's the start of the pier, isn't it?
Yes. It's just so difficult to imagine what it would have been like in those days.
Mm.
The drawings.
There wouldn't have been any photographs either, would there?
There's a few in one of the books. Yes, I just photocopied this.
Mm.
Where's that one? Peveril Camp. Just
that
watercolour of Peveril.
That would
Where
be
was that?
Peveril.
Peel.
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 Peveril.
Yeah. And there was apparently a popular University of Onchan camp. It was called the Popular University. And the thing. Would have been published in the Onchan Pioneer paper.
Mm. Yes. There again, you didn't, I suppose in the island in the wartime, you knew your own little area.
Yes.
But you didn't even travel round the island.
No.
I mean, apart from Douglas and Ramsay.
Yeah.
So you didn't know much about the camps.
No, I don't suppose so.
I don't think I ever saw the camp at Peel.
Didn't
or
you?
Port Erin.
Oh, right. So the island was everybody was sort of in their own area most of the time, do you think?
I think they would be, yes. Mm-hmm.
There wouldn't have been the need, I suppose, to.
Well, there wasn't the need, no.
Apart from Douglas.
That's it, you went to Douglas. You knew the camps on the promenade because you had to keep on the outside of the promenade.
Mm.
Because of the barbed wire.
Yes, yes.
The wire. And Ramsay, the promenade.
Yeah.
No, I suppose everybody kept to their own area.
Mm. And if they'd been busy,
because people didn't have cars, no motoring.
No,
and if you did, there wasn't petrol anyhow.
No.
So there was only the public transport, which was very busy.
Yes,
but everybody had to use it.
Use it, of course. Yes.
Yes, and all the services used it as well.
Uh huh.
On their time off.
Yes.
So it was busy.
Yes, it would have been.
Yes.
So it would have been quite a good service, a regular service then, was there?
Oh, yes. And, I mean, nowadays, the steam trains or the Manx Electric, they're only just a tourist thing.
Yeah. Were they running at that time as well?
And they were running, you see.
They were at that time?
Well, yes, because there weren't so many buses.
Oh, right.
Because of the petrol shortage.
Yes.
But the electric, the Manx Electric.
Yes. So it was more the
that
trains?
That round, the trains and the Manx Electric, yes. Mm. They did.
They had more...
we did have buses for school from this area.
Mm-hmm.
But the children from the south came in by train.
They did?
To the Douglas schools.
Yeah.
There were no school buses from the south, it was the train.
So that would be the steam then?
Yes, the steam train. During the war.
Yeah, they would have had a long day then.
Yes, because I don't think at one time they had to walk up from the railway station to the high schools too. The boys were up at St Ninian's.
Oh, were they?
So it's quite a walk.
Yes.
The girls were at Park Road.
Were they?
They all had to walk. After the war, they put buses on at first to take them to the railway station.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they got buses all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But during the war, it was the train.
It was train and walk.
Yes.
On town.
Yeah. Mm. And they didn't think anything of it.
No.
Just part of life.
No, and I mean it's, well, the trains went a bit quicker than they do now. But even so, I know my brother had a friend who lived up at the Howe,
mm-hmm.
which is nearly at Craigneish.
Yes,
and he had to walk down and get the train
from Portarain.
Yes, and then walk to school and down again.
And
at night.
Same every morning and night.
Mm.
Yes, so.
Yes.
Yeah, they would have had a long day.
They could get the bus up from the railway station, I think, if they... But they were corporation buses, they weren't special school buses.
I see. Just the normal bus service.
Yes. If they didn't want to walk, they could get those. But it would be a long day.
It would, yes. Mm. Wonder if they took pack up or went somewhere for a snack.
Oh, there were school dinners.
Oh, there were school
dinners.
Yes,
there were school dinners,
right.
Yes.
You forget all the things that changed. Did they supply children who were at school during the war with gas masks on identity cards or anything like that?
We all had gas masks.
Did you?
Yes.
In the little square boxes,
yes.
That's what we had
yes.
as well.
Mm.
Had to carry them every day. And your identity card, did you get an identity card?
I don't think children did.
No?
Our parents did.
Oh, right.
But I don't remember ever having an identity card. I remember the gas mask.
Yes. Yes.
Horrible things.
Yes. Practice putting them on.
Yes. You felt you couldn't breathe in
that's
the things.
Right.
You know, I know I hated them.
Yeah. That, the round thing down
they
here.
They used to, even without gas, I thought they were...
suffocating.
They were suffocating,
yes.
I couldn't
were.
Breathe properly, you know, I used to panic in the thing.
Yes.
Don't
horrible.
Know what I would have done if any real
horrible.
Gas had
no.
arrived. But I hated it. The rubber seemed to suck in
it
against
did,
you,
yes.
didn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then it would get steamed up inside.
I remember my father, he refused to have one.
Did he?
Because he said you could never be gassed in the Isle of Man. Because there was always a wind blowing
yes.
from one direction
to
or the other.
Yes.
And
which
it
was
such an open area
yeah.
that he refused point blank
to have
a gas mask.
I bet he was issued with one whether he wanted it or not.
I think he just refused it.
Did he?
Yes, I suppose you could refuse it.
I suppose so, yes. It's up to yourself.
Yes.
Government issue.
Yes, he had to have an identity card.
Mm.
I remember him saying they used to have these, occasionally have checks on identity cards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'd
yes.
have a soldier on duty checking just for an exercise.
Yes.
I remember one day he used to deliver the bread. And he was up and down this same road umpteen times.
Yes.
And the man on duty was, the soldier on duty was supposed to check his identity card every time. And they both got rather fed up in
yes.
the finish, you know, sort of, oh,
imagine.
Not you again.
Oh dear, it had been a bit of a farce, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a bit
yeah.
of a farce. Mm.
But these situations sometimes, it just happened.
It was like the blackout.
Oh yeah, what was that like?
That was the same rules applied as in England.
I see, yes.
You could be fined for showing,
oh,
you know, a chink
yes.
of light.
Yes.
And in the summertime, it was double summertime, wasn't it?
Yes, right, yes.
And it didn't get dark.
No.
Within Scotland, it wouldn't get dark
no,
at all,
it
would it?
No.
But in the Isle of Man, it wouldn't be dark till midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And the man checking it, the blackout, he always finished at 11 o'clock.
Oh, did he?
So in the summer, he'd gone home before he could...
Before he could do his duty.
Before it was dark enough to notice whether there was a chink of light.
Oh. Was there a home guard?
Yes, there was, yes. Mm. Yes, a lot of the men who didn't, you know, were in...
Go in the forces, yeah.
...were in the home guard. Yes, my uncle was the chemist in the village.
Oh, right.
So he wasn't in the forces.
No,
but
no.
He was in the home guard.
I see. A bit like, was it a bit like Dad's army?
It was a bit, I think.
They all enjoyed themselves.
Yes, they used to go around, out in the country, around the farms and practising. I remember them, probably my uncle saying they were out on this farm and he was, somebody was supposed to have shot him.
Uh-huh.
Or he shot somebody.
Yes.
And they said, well, I'm not dying here, I'm in the midden. I'm getting out of the midden before I die.
Quite rightly so. There's a midst.
Yes.
To everything, yeah.
Yes.
An ARP, was there any of that? A siren, did they sound siren?
Yes, the sirens.
To practice.
They had
them.
To practice, yes. They were all. Yes, I suppose it was the air raid wardens, they would do the blackout, wouldn't they?
I don't know, I can't remember if it was
no,
the same
I'm
people
sure.
or what. I suspect it would be.
I think it was, I don't think it was the Home Guard that did
it would
the,
be the, RP,
the blackout
probably.
Check. I think it was the.
They would be too
ARP.
Busy defending.
Yes. I think we had. Was the one bomb?
Mm-hmm. I've heard
on
that
the island.
I've heard
yes,
it
was outside Douglas.
Was it?
What is now Willesden Estate, I think.
Oh,
you know,
right.
Built over.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was behind. It was a plane. The German bombers had been over to bomb Belfast.
Oh, right.
And we did used to hear them going over.
Did you?
And because they used to pass over sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And. They used to lighten their load to go home, didn't they?
I see,
and
yes.
One just dropped a bomb, and I suppose most of them went in the sea.
See, yes. Yeah.
I think it killed a frog or something.
Oh, is that right? Did it land on houses or...?
No, just in a field.
Oh, good.
Mm.
Yes.
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 Mm.
I see there was a bit in the paper wondering how many German bombs were... around still in England, because they keep occasionally finding
keep turning
on.
Up,
yes.
Don't they?
Yes,
yes
they
mm.
do. And they drop so many of these
mm.
butterfly bombs.
And they bedded in,
yes,
they, so deeply.
Thousands,
mm.
thousands of them.
Yes.
And you think, well, there might be
mm.
some more. But the Isle of Man would be looking a bit like the northeast of Scotland. We
mm.
only had one bomb, and
mm.
as you've said, it was sort of lightening
just on
the load.
Lightening the load.
Unfortunately,
yes.
It landed in the village.
Did it?
Yes.
Mm, that was unlucky.
Yes, there was one
mm.
or two, not many, but one or two households affected, you know.
Yes.
Big crater,
mm.
big thing, you know, everybody went to see it and
mm.
whatever. So was the airport used?
The main airport, there was... The RAF had an airport at Jerby
oh, right.
and an airport at Andrews.
Oh.
So there were two.
Two military.
And then they did. Ronald's Way was used as well. But there were the two.
Government
ones.
Yes.
In the north of the island. There were a lot of planes crashed on the island during the war.
Was there?
military plane.
Yes.
Training, yes. Or.
Oh, I see. So they would come over here to train.
Yes, they trained Andreas and Jerby were training camps. Oh. RAF training camps.
I see.
There is a book on all the crashes, isn't there?
I don't know.
Plane crashes. Yes.
Looked that up.
There's a little booklet out.
Oh, right, that would be interesting.
Published by the Manx Experience, Knifton in.
Oh,
no,
right.
He's written it.
Yes.
My husband has it somewhere.
Uh-huh. During the hit in the library.
There were.
Such a lot to catch up on.
Yes. Mm.
It's quite easy to miss just one little area.
I think a lot of planes, of course their instruments weren't so good in those days either.
No.
But
and if they were only learners.
Well, I remember once there was a squadron, I think they were coming from England across to Northern Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And they must have, I don't know whether they just forgot the Isle of Man was there or had their, didn't realise the height of it or thought they were further north,
over the sea.
Or what, but the whole lot, the whole length of the island nearly, there was about six or eight of them just hit the hills, and they were all killed.
Yeah.
Because the service, the men that were billeted here, like there was some with Oswin, in our boarding house, they all had to go and stand guard while the mess was cleared up,
All in the same, out of the same group.
And there was this, like a squadron,
goodness.
It is recorded in this book.
Is
I
it?
I don't know how many of them there were.
What a waste.
It was such a waste.
Yes.
They were all just a few feet below the top of the hills, all at the same height. Sort of,
they must have had the...
Certainly the northern part of the island.
Yes.
I think they were going to Belfast. And
must have had their instruments.
They must have had their instruments wrong or...
Yeah. Wasn't given...
Or it wasn't forgotten we were here or something.
Yes.
The whole of the northern ridge of hills from North Barul to Snaefell was just... Hit it.
Mm. I suppose there was quite a few accidents like that. Men lost their lives.
Yes, there was. Yes.
Mm. And what about on the sea? The navy or any of the shipping?
There was quite a lot of shipping went up and down because, of course, they came out of the Mersey.
Mm.
And convoys passed up and down through the Irish Sea. Of course, you were never supposed to mention what you'd seen, were you?
In case of
not
spies,
off island,
ever, yes.
It was all.
Yes.
Because all letters could be checked, couldn't they? Yes. You wonder how on earth they couldn't have checked them all.
They couldn't possibly have done. But then there was the chance that.
What I remember, do remember. Parents had a friend and she lived on the coast a bit further north, at Doonway or something. And she was writing to a friend looking out her window and she just put down, as I write, I see a convoy passing, and her letter happened to be opened. And she got fined.
Did she?
Yes.
Oh,
or a telling off or a fine,
yes.
Whatever you got.
Yeah,
you know.
Reprimanded.
So she was just unlucky because they couldn't open every letter, but it's just the thing you do, isn't it? Just casual say what's passing.
Yeah, of course.
Mm.
That was a bit unfortunate, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
Yeah. So, of course, you forget that there would have been quite a lot of traffic.
Yes,
yeah,
so probably up both sides.
Yes.
We would only be looking at this side of the Mersey.
Mm.
A lot of shipping in and out of the Mersey.
Yes.
They did all go up round the north because it was safer than going through the English Channel, I think, wasn't it?
Yes, it would have been.
The Irish Sea was used a lot.
Yes.
From Canada, America,
wherever. Yes.
A lot did come
down,
like it came over the north of Scotland and down. Didn't it?
Oh yeah, there was a lot to come.
It came in round Northern Ireland.
Yes.
Down.
Yeah.
Yes, I believe the Channel was. The English Channel was
mined and everything, wasn't it?
More dangerous.
Yes.
Well, the steam packet boats didn't go into the Mersey during the
didn't
war.
They?
Because that was heavily mined.
And there would
they
have been
went
these
to Fleetwood.
Boom things across the openings of the rivers, the mouths of the rivers.
I don't know, but I know the there was only a boat every other day.
Oh.
And it went to Fleetwood.
Oh, right. So that was the main...
Yes.
Port.
Steam packet.
Mm-hmm. Douglas to Fleetwood.
Yes.
Every other day.
Yes, I suppose it went there one day and
back
the
next, yes. You forget how...
You do, yes.
Don't you? Well, that's been very interesting.
Well, I've been a bit of help.
You have indeed, and thank you very much.
Yes, you've brought back a lot of memories, because you